here on the Rugby Pass podcast. This week, as we head into the third and final test of the June series, of course, Ireland taking on South Africa, New Zealand taking on Wales. That one in Dunedin, and Australia in a dead rubber in Sydney. Tom Hamilton from ESPNScrum.com joining us on the podcast this week. Tom, Eddie Jones wasted no time at all making the comparisons with the All Blacks. Is this bluff and bluster, knowing that he's on safe ground because the All Blacks won't be playing England anytime soon?
I agree. Fair comment. I mean, we're watching the All Blacks here. All Blacks are still on another level. England, you know, trying to get there. It's very easy for Jones to talk up that sort of thing at the moment, because, again, I think what we understand is they're not going to play each other until 2018, which is a long old way. Lots can happen in that time. I imagine that a few of these England players won't be there in that sort of time. Similarly, the All Blacks, I'm not quite sure if they'll be still there as a group. England are second in the world, so immediately when you're second, you do target number one. But it's been a remarkable renaissance from English rugby, but the All Blacks are still at the top.
Yeah, it's just a remarkable renaissance. Are we seeing that much difference in the way they're approaching the game under Jones? With your trained eye, are you noticing a large shift from what Stuart Lancaster was trying to implement with the England team?
I think what Eddie's done is take them, he's made them a different beast. So he's made them just a bit more aggressive. So, you know, a bit more gnarly, a bit more in your face, and a bit less polite. And so a little bit less apologetic. So if they do that, then they get more of a confidence and, you know, they play a bit more direct with Eddie. There's no sort of out your back, how's your father passes. It's just, you know, straightforward, bing, bang, bosh. And then bringing on the wingers, you know, to try and finish these things off. So it's a bit more, I'd say it's more structured under Eddie. He knows exactly what he wants. The players are doing that, rather than Stuart Lancaster, who toyed with different ideas. For so long, Stuart was trying to do a game plan suited to the All Blacks, trying to replicate what they're doing with the kick chase and the two-sided attack. Eddie doesn't care what anyone else is doing. He wants his team to play aggressive, direct, set-piece-orientated rugby, which is what they're doing.
Tommy, we've spoken at length over the recent months, and certainly since Jones was handed the England coaching job, about Eddie personally, about what sort of a guy he is. You've spent plenty of time around him. You've profiled him. You've certainly been in the press conferences with him. Look, is this the greatest act the devil ever played here with Eddie Jones, convincing the world he didn't exist? Because this series really has been all about Eddie Jones.
A great man once wrote, "All the world's a stage and we're just mere players in it." And I think that's basically what we are. And I think it's just been the Eddie Jones. He's masterminded this brilliantly.
Yeah.
I mean, taking a step back and looking at it from, you know, a sort of a politics almost perspective, he has managed to put everything, all the ducks in a row. Everything's been Eddie Jones, and he's never, to his credit, he hasn't criticised Australian rugby once. He hasn't taken any personal pot shots. He's been giving honest answers, but they're framed in such a way, in his own sort of mischievous manner, whether he means to or not, that everything just plays out exactly how he wants it to. And I mean, fair play to him. He's won the series, and he's dominated Michael Checker, but without ever
I do laugh, though. I mean, all the way leading up to the second test, he was talking about how Michael Checker's the world's best coach. I mean, that's the most backhanded compliment you could ever pay a bloke, isn't it?
Well, according to World Rugby, he is.
that's what I mean.
And that's what Eddie seems to do. Yeah.
Well, you guys like him. I mean, you're a particularly ferocious pack of journos when you all get together. And I mean that as a, you know, term of endearment. I mean, we all like you guys, and we've all sat around having beers before discussing the game. But, you know, you can be ferocious, and things can change very quickly in terms of the media landscape and the media attitude towards players and coaches in the UK. I think sometimes far quicker than it does in New Zealand and even in South Africa, for that matter, certainly Australia. There seems to be, a sense from this side of the Tasman, at least, that Eddie Jones is well-liked by the media contingent, at least for now.
Yeah, I think that's very fair. I think he is. He's popular so far. Stuart Lancaster was very popular as well. Stuart Lancaster was a lovely guy, someone who cared a great deal about how his England team was presented. And I think Eddie cares less about how they're presented, but he knows how to work a room. And we've seen it here with, you know, the Australian journos, seen it here with the UK journos. And on a personal level, I've enjoyed dealing with him. He's quite amusing. And so far, they're winning. It's going to be so fascinating to see what happens when they lose a game, how his approach changes when they bring up, you know, the barricades, or if they held the front foot. So we'll see.
All right, Tommy, and before we let you go, we better get a prediction. Can Australia come back and win this? Are they desperate enough to win this third test? Or is the message from Eddie Jones, which is treat this as a World Cup final, is that going to be enough to make sure that his charges, that England team, are capable of what would be a remarkable and famous clean sweep?
Yeah, I think England will win this weekend. I think they'll be pretty comfortable. I hope they play with a bit more attacking front foot. I hope they play with a bit more, you know, ideas with the ball. Wallabies were just out on their feet at the end of the last game. You know, it was that. I remember during the World Cup, we saw Chris Robshaw after England were knocked out had this sort of 1,000-mile stare when he was in the press box, and I think Stephen Moore had it last weekend a little bit. Wasn't really quite sure how they managed to lose with 78% and about 140% of the ball as well. So it was all a bit strange. But I think England will win this weekend. They seem pretty excellent. And again, a clean bill of health apart from James Haskell, who I think will end up missing the game. But apart from that, they're looking good, and I think they'll be 3-0.
All right, Tommy, avoid the snakes, avoid the golf balls. Always great to have you on the Rugby Pass podcast. Tom Hamilton of ESPNScrum.com. Enjoy the third test, mate.
Cheers, Sumo. Loving it.
Well, we've had the voice of Tom Hamilton, a great human being, and now to another great, Sean Maloney out of Fox Sports Australia. Tommy Hamilton is talking up the Poms deluxe, Shawnee, and I guess he's got a point.
He does, to a point. You know what? You bang on, Sumo. Tom Hamilton, one of the greats. Very similar in the way you approach life. And do you know what? I had the, I won't say it was the misfortune, it was actually the fortune of being able to knock about with some of the touring English press pack. Just last night, we had a couple out and about, and some terrific guys in and amongst that group as well.
Oh, no, but make no mistake, they are a good bunch of men, and they're certainly enjoying their time down under. Tommy Hamilton found a snake yesterday, we understand, 2 metres long, he reckons, and got hit in the head with a golf ball. So welcome to Australia.
Yeah, the boys are out at the Coast Golf Course, just south of the Sydney CBD, and you're right, they're having a wow of a time, and why wouldn't they, with their side up by two, and evidently the Aussies on the rack for the third here in Sydney.
Shawnee, writing for the spin-off this week, I suggested that Steve Hansen's comments about Michael Checker being bullied weren't actually directed at Michael Checker, more directed at Eddie Jones, along the lines of, don't even think about trying this with me, mate. Checker has played the victim card here. Too late for that. Jones has got you to the punch there.
Yeah, it's an intriguing. It's just sort of morphing, isn't it, that back and forth. But, Sumo, you might be able to put me in the right direction. When do New Zealand and England next face each other? When do England next come to New Zealand?
I'll throw this at you. 2018. So Eddie Jones can say whatever he likes about being better than the All Blacks or wanting to beat the All Blacks. He's not going to get a chance, and he'll probably quit the job by then.
It's a long time between drinks, but I mean, again, you know, everyone's talking rugby, which I guess is a good thing, yeah?
Yeah, well, it certainly is for you blokes. Look, we've spoken about it over the last couple of weeks, but, you know, I've seen some woeful Wallaby performances in my time, but Shawnee, I'm just going to cut to the chase here.
Yeah.
Don't blame Michael Checker for what was dished up on Saturday in Melbourne. That's player responsibility there, isn't it?
Some very, very poor execution from men who normally wouldn't make those sorts of mistakes, and some bewildering decisions, I thought, as well, in terms of how they manage that game. And Sim, I don't know how you put a price on experience, but clearly the difference between the two sides, when you lose the likes of Gitto and the Swoop AAC, it obviously has a big impact, because there is no way in the world if Matt Giddo's on that field at 13-7 with 18 to run, do they kick to touch?
No, I thought that was a bit weird. I mean, there's desperation to win, I get that, and you've had a lot of ball, so you kind of counterintuitively think if we just keep the ball a little bit more, we're going to score points when all evidence is to the contrary. But, you know, you've got to look around that team, though. Some of the leaders in that team are vastly experienced, Shawnee, so, I mean, I can't put my hand on it, but we'll move on, because what about that Melbourne pitch?
It wasn't good, was it?
Oh.
No, it was ordinary. It was a sandpit, mate. And we've seen it the whole way through Super Rugby this year. I don't know why on earth they thought things would change in the space of a month. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to change that quickly, and it was an absolute disaster.
Yeah, it's not good, and it's not good for the game. But, I mean, I always wonder how World Rugby won't sanction artificial turfs in North America, but will gladly allow a game to be played on that. That's bizarre.
Yeah, it wasn't much chop. And, mate, the Rebels are still got one or two home games to come in Super Rugby as well. So I guess they can expect to churn some of the turf. But the whole fiasco had me thinking of some of the great greenskeepers in history. And my mind went straight to Caddyshack, and I thought, sure. Carl Spackler.
Yeah.
And I thought, what a great job he did at Bushwood Country Club.
But anytime you can get Caddyshack into a podcast, I mean, you take that chance.
One of the great movies.
Hey, how's your personal relationship going this week with Eddie Jones from the point of view of the other rugby show? Have you guys made up yet? Has he kissed and made up?
I was just speaking to your good friend Andrew Mulligan earlier this morning on NZ Radio, and my response to that is hard to say. I've come to love that saying. Hard to say. Yeah. But mate, we had a hell of a show last week, and we're set to do it all again this week as well.
Correct.
Gregan and Andrew Mertens in harness, as they say.
Yeah, no, very good. Look, what are the chances for the Wallabies this weekend, Maloney? I mean, Tommy Hamilton said no way. England will make this a clean sweep. I would put it to you that I think the Wallabies are a bit more of a show than that.
Correct. They're going to come out and they're going to go absolutely nuts this weekend. I just can't imagine how I think disappointed in themselves they would have been after. I know for a fact how disappointed they were after Brisbane, and then you multiply that with the Melbourne fiasco. It leads me to think that this is going to be a team who are going to rip and tear and shred for eight. I think the Wallabies narrowly in Sydney. And how good is it to be at the SFS as well? It's going to be jam-packed, Sumo.
Yeah, no, it's great to be there. It's a spiritual home of the code, and I do appreciate that. I like the traditionalism you're bringing to the affair, and also, let's be honest, you can't sell out ANZ Stadium for rugby over there, so it makes perfect sense economically.
Not for England. There's no way they would have cleared 80,000 for the English. But, it's going to be great. And one of the terrific things for your listeners who have had the chance to get to the SFS, you know, going way back when, is that you got that lovely hub of Paddington in and around, some great bars and restaurants. So I know a lot of people have got late lunches booked, and they'll kick on into the night. Then they'll get back to those same pubs and restaurants after, and everyone is going to have smiles wide, win, lose or draw.
Gee, what has happened to you blokes? You lose two tests to the Poms, and listen to you, you're now Tourism New South Wales. Mate,
what did you ask me?
We need to talk. I'm coming over. Right after. I'm going to hang up this call and I'm flying over there. You need a shake up. You need an absolute shake up.
It's been a tough couple of weeks, brother.
I blame Eddie Jones, mate. He's changed you.
No. He can't take all the blame. Not all the blame, all the credit. The way that the Aussies have performed in those first two matches hasn't really helped things either.
No, it's a fair point. Sean Maloney, Fox Sports Australia, the host of the Other Rugby Show on Wednesday nights in Australia with Andrew Mertens and Georgie Gregan alongside him. No apologies this week to Eddie Jones. Go well, Shawnee. Great to have you on the Rugby Pass podcast, mate.
Always a pleasure, Sumo.
There we go. Sean Maloney adding his 2 cents worth to proceedings. Tommy Hamilton picking an English win this weekend. Sean Maloney going all out on the Wallabies. No surprises there. Don't forget also Ireland taking on South Africa, the decider, and another dead rubber in Dunedin as the All Blacks look to seal the series 3-0 over Wales. Can the Welsh spring one last surprise on this tour? Make sure you check out rugbypass.com, subscribe today, and you can watch it live for yourself.